Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and playlist pilot, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like, whether that is in a group or just by yourself. Our 3 rounds today will be the C list, givers and takers, and 80s slow jams. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and join in lots of other games. I love to see everyone who plays from all around the world, and today's shout out goes to our players over in Cedar Rapids, USA. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself just a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now it's time to get ready and good luck.
Round one.
In round one today, we are going alphabetical with the C list. In this round, we have 5 music questions for you, and every answer will begin with the letter C. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Question 1. Which music festival began in California in 1999 and has featured headline acts like Beyoncé, Eminem, and Drake? Question 2. Which term refers to a prominent, repeated section of a song, often occurring in between the verses? Question 3. Which singer of Cuban and Mexican descent became the breakout solo star of the girl group Fifth Harmony? Question 4. What is the term for a CD which contains a package of hit songs, such as Now That's What I Call Music or So Fresh? Question 5. Which astronomical track by One Republic was one of the biggest songs of 2013? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is givers and takers. You're going to receive clues about 5 hit songs, and each song title will either mention giving or taking in some way. 1 point is available for each song title that you can correctly guess from these clues. Question 6. Rihanna sang that her boyfriend put on quite a show in this 2008 hit ballad. Question 7. R&B singer Monica felt you shouldn't be offended by her behavior on this debut hit single from 1995. Question 8. This 2006 hit was the debut and breakthrough hit for English singer James Morrison. Question 9. This track was a 1983 dance floor hit for KC and the Sunshine Band and became a hit again in 1993 for Cut and Move. Question 10. Pink and Nate Roos went to number one with this hit duet in 2013. That's it for round two. Now get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 80s slow jams. You're about to hear snippets of some big hits from the 1980s, but we've dropped the tempo right down. You can nab 2 points here, one for correctly identifying the song title, and another for correctly identifying the artist behind the hit. Let's take a listen to those slowed down 80s hits. Question 11.
Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you.
Question 12.
That's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
A place to stay. Get your booty on the floor tonight. Make my day.
Question 13. Question 14.
It's cold and I'm nowhere to sleep. Is there somewhere you can tell me? He walks on, doesn't look back.
Question 15.
She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other. And that's...
That is all of our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after this break to reveal all of the answers. Welcome back. The suspense has been built and we are here with the answers to round one, the C list. Question one, Coachella, or Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Question two, Chorus. Question three, Camila Cabello was the solo star of Fifth Harmony. Question 4, compilation CD. Question 5, Counting Stars by One Republic. Continuing on to round 2, givers and takers, you were trying to pick 5 hit song titles that all mentioned giving or taking in some way, and these are the ones we were looking for. Question 6, Take a Bow by Rihanna. Question 7. Don't Take It Personal, Just One of Dem Days by Monica. Question 8. You Give Me Something by James Morrison. Question 9. Give It Up by Casey and the Sunshine Band. And question 10. Just Give Me a Reason by Pink and Nate Roos. For our final round today, you heard some slowed down 80s hit songs. Remember, 2 points are available for each one. A point for a correct song title and a point for a correct artist. The songs you were hearing were... Question 11, that was Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by Eurythmics. Question 12, that was Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic. Question 13, Like a Virgin by Madonna. Question 14 was Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins. And finally, question 15, you heard Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum number of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment right now or vote in the episode poll. You can also follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Come and play extra games with us like Smash or Trash and Emoji Song Quiz. You can also support the show by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me, and we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.